Hey, y'all. I am bariatric babe Shelly Holland, and this is my pilot podcast. I am so excited to do this, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a wife, mother, friend, advocate for those who are searching out weight loss surgery. That is a huge topic for me, theme, you will see. And so that is what I do, is I help people understand weight loss surgery and just educate through education and sometimes humor. Before every live or any type of Q&A or TikTok or anything like that, I usually pray that I want my words to fall on ready ears. Because, like, let's just be honest. I mean, we aren't always ready to hear the truth and we disregard it, right? So, you know, we go to the doctor or and they'll tell us something, but we have headphones on almost walking through our lives. And so we just don't listen. We're not ready to hear the information that the doctor or person that is trying to give you the information that we need. And so I really pray that this podcast falls on ready ears, because I've got a lot of information that I'm going to be dropping on y'all. So I grew up in a small town outside of San Antonio. It is New Braunfels, Texas, if anybody has ever heard of that. It's a small town where, you know, Schlitterbahn is. And I moved to the DFW area about 20 years ago when I met my husband. And we, you know, kind of battled our weight off and on there for a while. And when we got married, we decided that we wanted to get healthy and look our best for our wedding. So we went to 24 Hour Fitness and purchased, I don't know, 24 sessions with a fitness instructor. I don't even remember. It was a lot. And we both did really well on that fitness journey. But I think once we got back from our honeymoon, you know, things went right back to normal. You know, just yo-yo dieting off and on for the next few years for myself, if not for him too. You know, giving up things, doing the normal things that people do when they're trying to lose weight. Well, it just never worked for me, and I was trying to get the weight off. So I took, you know, drug forms that from the pharmacists, or from the doctors, I'm sorry. Took Meridia, tried Weight Watchers, crossfitting. I did the HCG diet even. I mean, I injected stuff into my body to lose weight. And what would happen every single time that I would do those diets, exercises, or fitness training? I would yo-yo right back because I had not addressed that I was ready. You know, I'm talking about being ready, okay? So I still was not ready to lose the weight, I feel, for myself. I feel that it was I'll lose the weight for now, but no real life changes had been made for myself. We had been trying to get pregnant for a while, and so I decided I would go to one of the top DFW infertility specialist here, and did all the things they wanted me to do, all the testing, and they told me that I had PCOS, and they referred me on to a different doctor. Well, I went to this specialist at UT Southwestern, and he, after giving me medication for metformin, which is a diabetic medication, he said that that would most definitely get us pregnant really quickly. And that just did not work for us. And so they gave us Clomid. I went back to that infertility doctor. They gave me Clomid to take, and that still did not work. So they diagnosed me unexplained infertility after a year of doing all that and no weight loss. You know, they told me, yes, this metformin will help you lose weight. It'll get everything back on target for you. And it didn't work. And of course, what do you think they're going to tell you? Just lose weight and you'll get pregnant. or just relax and you'll get pregnant. Okay, I'll just lose the weight. I mean, who's going to relax, you know, when you're trying to get pregnant? And I just don't think that I still was ready to hear. So the next year or so, I was diagnosed pre-diabetes and hypertension. Maybe a few years later, actually. I was not listening. The brakes stopped for me when I was diagnosed with pre-diabetes and hypertension. The brakes stopped there. I took off those headphones I talked about at the beginning of the segment. I took those headphones off and was like, excuse me, I'm sorry, what now? I'm pre-diabetic. Hypertension. Okay, that's high blood pressure. That's a problem. So I decided then that I was ready to listen. Okay, I was ready to do something. Well, then a few months later, I fell and I tore my meniscus and had to have an arthroscopy of my knee. I was 34, mind you. And the orthopedic doctor, after he fixed my meniscus tear and fixed what was going on inside my knee, he told me, looked me in the face and he said, you need to lose 80 pounds or you're going to need a knee replacement by the time you're 40. I was 34. That, along with the diagnosis of pre-diabetes and the hypertension, was the catalyst to my getting my surgery. So I had my knee done in March of 2015, and I was on the table getting my gastric sleeve in September of 2015. 6 months later, literally, that scared me. That is how terrified I was to get a knee replacement and have prediabetes and hypertension. That is exactly the moment I knew that I had to do something. That was just it. That was the moment. And so I went ahead and I had my gastric sleeve and I lost about 60 pounds, but then I started getting reflux after the gastric sleeve. And so basically I gained about 30 pounds back and still had that reflux. So finally I one day was just, I just had enough about this reflux at nighttime. It was making me throw up. It was really bad. So I decided I would go back and get a second opinion with a different surgeon. So we went with a different surgeon and he said, yes, like, we need to get you an endoscopy really quick. This is just not doable. And so basically I was getting my revision to bypass because they found that the acid was eroding my throat. So after that, I went to a shrink, basically, because I was having some issues with anxiety. I was dealing with just some other issues. And after a couple of sessions with this lady, she says, have you ever considered that you are a food addict? And I was like, no, I don't even know what that is. And she said, everything that you're describing to me, you are a food addict. And I mean, I'm not kidding when I tell you that there were fireworks going push, push in my brain. I was like, there's a name for this. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that had a name. So basically what I did was I went home and I started researching this food addiction. What is this? And it took me a long time to grasp all that information because, you know, sometimes, again, we're not ready to hear the information. We're not ready, and we're not ready to take in the information and actually learn from it. And so that, I feel like at that time I was like a slow learner at that point in time, because I literally read every research I could find on this food addiction. And I finally was like, wow, that is me 100%. And so I have learned how to be in control, because I gave food addiction a lot of power before. And we're going to talk more about that on another episode where we're talking about food addiction. And I'm never going to tell you that I overcame it, because I don't feel like it'll ever go away. I truly feel like it'll just be here, but I'm in control. Don't stop me now. Don't stop me. Hey, it's Shelley Holland, and I am with the wonderful and beautiful, extremely beautiful woman, Tammy Gray. She is here. She is my go-to nutritionist and dietitian, and I wanted to bring her on here for you guys because I feel like she is someone that we can really learn a lot from. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good here. Doing good here. So tell me a little bit about, like, how did you get into this? Like, tell us a little about what you do.
Okay, if I get too wordy, just tell me to stop. I'm kind of an Edith Bunker when I tell a story. But I have always been super involved with nutrition, but not in a good way. When I was probably 9 or 10, I already had disordered eating patterns by then, so I was very young. And by the time I was 24, I had a full-blown eating disorder. And by then, I was in the fitness world. I was in bodybuilding. I was a personal trainer. And so it's extremely kind of visually oriented in that space. And I got into nutrition just so I could kind of learn how to manipulate the food so I could look the way I wanted, but I could indulge in this food addiction, which I had. And no one ever would have guessed because I was super tiny and I was super lean, but I was obsessed with food. That's all I thought about. I planned binges, I planned purges, everything. And so I was probably in my early 30s when that all backfired. And I gained a ton of weight. My hormones were all out of whack. I went to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they all told me, it's in your head. You're lying to us. You're not doing what you're saying you're doing. Wow. And that was the first time I experienced kind of what I call medical gaslighting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was horrific, and I didn't know what to do. And so I thought, the only thing I know to do is just to become more and more educated.
Yeah.
And to fix it myself.
Yeah. And you've got a lot of certifications. So, like, I mean, that is amazing, girl. No, girl, your goals, okay? Like, I mean, you sent me a list of all of the stuff that you have going on. And you guys, I'm telling you, you have got to go follow Tammy Gray. I'm telling you, she will help you. And I mean, the first thing that I saw in it, I mean, she was talking about trauma. Yes. And how it affects our weight loss. And that immediately drew me to her. It was that,
right.
That TikTok. I mean, when you, I was like, what? Like, that makes so much sense. Like, I thought that too, but I didn't think anybody else thought that. Like, but I don't know anything. I'm just the lady, you know? And
who's lived it though?
Yeah. Yes. It's a lived thing. And when I saw your TikTok, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This lady knows what's up. So, yeah. So, like, tell us a little bit more about how you think, like, with trauma and all that stuff, like, really affects our weight loss. Like, tell us more about that.
It really impacts not just your neurology, not just the way your brain works, but it impacts you physiologically. So it will impact your neurotransmitters. It impacts the way your body absorbs nutrition. So you might not be getting all the vitamins and minerals that you think you are. Your hormones are all spiked and out of whack. And so a lot of times people can be doing on paper everything they're supposed to be doing, everything. They're following every meal plan. They're following every diet, they're going, you know, trying to go to sleep on time and taking this medication and that, and it's still not working.
Or stopping and eating at a certain time, or start eating at a certain time, or don't eat
only
this or
eat
that.
In this window.
Yes.
Right. Only and eat these foods.
Yeah, and then
foods.
they'll come and they'll be like, I still can't lose weight, and I'm well,
and they can't.
Yeah,
and they're telling the truth. And you know, I think for me that I always want to default to believing my client. I believe my client. And there may be things they have been through that they don't ever want to talk about with anybody ever.
Yeah.
But they have been through things that are impacting them. And it's my, like, I consider it my, it's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to help them walk through some of these things and to heal their body. Because within that, they're healing their mind, they're healing their soul. And I mean, I'm going to get teary because I can't believe I get to do this.
Yes.
how did I get to do this?
Yes, I think the same stuff. I do that too. I'm like, how did I get, like, what happened here? You know, and I'm like, this is so awesome. Because, like, you know, and I always tell people exactly what you just said, is that if we can't heal our mind, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we've got to heal our mind so that our body, after weight loss surgery, I mean, your organs are, like, completely rearranged here, man.
Yes.
Or taken out, like, completely.
Right.
And if we're going to sit there and not have this fixed, then we're not going to be able to move forward properly. And that's what I tell everyone all the time. If you have a active food addiction, weight loss surgery is not going to fix that. Weight loss surgery is not going to take that away from you. So please know you need to get help for that right now. Okay. Please know,
exactly.
Because food addiction, I'm a food addict as well. And so it's a damn disease, you know, because I don't really know what else to call it. It really sucks. It really sucks because it's like, I really want all these things and I can't. And like you were talking about earlier, I was like, in my head, you know what I thought? Seriously, when you said when you were a bodybuilder and you knew how to manipulate the nutrition, the first thing I thought of was, I wonder if she can show me how to do that. Like, you know what I mean?
And I understand.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, I always tell people food addiction is the same thing as drug addiction or alcohol addiction. And it's always going to be there just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once we recognize that trigger, like you said, you know, oh, wait, how can I do that? You can back yourself out of it.
Yeah.
And you realize kind of let it pass.
Like you realize it's wrong, right? Like it's wrong of me to have thought that, you know what I mean? But like,
but there's no shame.
Yeah. No,
at the same time.
At this point in time, like my story's out there. Like my story is 100% out there. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide from anybody else at this point. And so I've just got to be me. I've got to be me at this point in time, you know? So, okay.
Exactly.
So, okay. You kind of touched on a little bit with your food addiction and your eating disorder. So what else can you help potential clients with? Like what else can you help them
with? I work a lot with women who have hormonal challenges. So they could have PCOS or they could have metabolic dysfunction or, you know, just menopause, all of these crazy things that aren't all that difficult to fix, but are difficult to implement, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the process is easy. The doing it's the hard part.
Where were you like 10 years ago, ma'am?
In the throes of an eating disorder.
Because
my food addiction.
I have PCOS. We tried for so long to have children on our own and I just kept getting diagnosed unexplained infertility. I went through so many of the top doctors in DFW to try to get us pregnant, but it always came back to the PCOS and of course you're overweight. So to be able to have found someone like you 10 years ago, 15 years ago when we were in the throes of this, I would have been like, here, take all of my money, you know, please help me. So that's a wonderful.
And those things are so linked, the PCOS with the weight, with the food addiction, that all is an organic, holistic thing. And so, you know, if you have a doctor that just says, oh, just lose some weight or here, let me give you some metformin or, you know,
and that was every doctor.
It's not addressing it all.
Here's some metformin. Please take two a day. And that'll help kick your pancreas and then it'll help make your ovaries. And then did you know also after you do all that, your reproductive system is the last to go. So, you know, or the first to go, they would tell me that's the first to go.
Yes.
So if you would just lose some weight, then it'll pick back up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me just, you know,
let me just
lose some
do
weight.
That.
Yeah. Let me just jump right on it and lose some weight.
That's
and I can't.
Easy.
Yeah, I can't.
No. And again, with PCOS, and I don't know kind of your background of your story of childhood, but if there was any trauma in childhood, and then that causes some cortisol and some hormone issues, and then you have some insulin issues, and then you have weight issues and PCOS. And again, it's not as easy as saying, oh, just eat less. It's
all
fine.
All the things.
Right. And so, and again, I consider that kind of an honor. I call myself a health coach, but I'm more of an advocate. Like I will fight for my clients. I will go to their doctors. I will go to their healthcare team and we will take care of this.
Yes.
I will fight for you.
That is awesome. Like you said, I love you. Like when I see your stuff, I'm like, man, we are spirit animals. Like you said that the other day. And I was like, yes, I thought that first video, I mean, I knew immediately. I was like, this lady is amazingly beautiful. She is talented and she knows what she's talking about. And then, you know, I'm like, She believes how I believe, and I just, and then today I get on and I'm looking at your Instagram and I'm like, Jonathan, look at this lady. Like, this is her. Look how beautiful she looks. I mean,
oh my God,
your hair, like, y'all, I was going to go through, I was like, man, like, I already knew you were beautiful, but like, I was like, oh, man, this lady is gorgeous. Like, wow.
Oh my
yes, gosh, and you, like, you're so pretty. You got all dressed up. Thank you so much for getting all dressed up and getting
it's
your
just
hair.
The top half.
Well, whatever. Yeah, me too. You should see what I got on down here. I got some jogging pants on.
Right, it's the wonders of Zoom. You only have to come from here up.
Yes, I know. I do. I do. I have on jogging pants.
See, I understand. I do it all the time. I'll Zoom clients. You know, I'm just like, as long as I'm here up, I'm fine.
Okay, so like, how can people find you, as far as like, how can they find you to get in contact with you?
I have a webpage, so, and that's where I funnel most of my work through. It's primalwellnesswarrior.com. I can't type. I was like, I'll put it on the screen.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Yeah, we'll take care of that. But go ahead, tell us again what it is again, and we'll put that up there, okay?
primalwellnesswarrior.com. And I have all my packages up there. I have a lot of free videos. In fact, I have one on PCOS, a series on PCOS. I have a series, I believe it's still up there, on insulin resistance. And I also have free resources, free meal plans that I've put up for people to download. Just books on workouts, things that I write that I want to provide for free to people. Because again, I look at this as a ministry. And I, when God blesses me, and he gives me clients, I feel like I want to give back to the community too. So it's a give and take kind of thing.
Yeah, producer Jonathan's got to give you the thumbs up already. Because
oh, yay! I like Jonathan. I like the music he played, so he's a winner.
I'll keep him around.
You're, I know, you're like me. I'm like, yeah, don't feed the ego too much. It's fine.
So okay.
And then I also have, you know, just my packages up there, or we can do custom packages, payment plans. Whatever I can do to help people, I will do.
Yeah.
So if, you know, someone sees something and they think it's out of reach, contact me. We will work something out. Yeah. I'm not going to turn people away.
And you also do exercise programs. I was kind of looking at that. You do that, right? Some sort of coaching?
I do. That was my very first passion, was lifting. And again, I left the bodybuilding world because for me, I'm not saying for everyone, for me, it's too aesthetically focused. And it gets me back into that mindset. Okay. And so I focus on, how strong can I be? How can I move my body in a way that makes me happy, that makes me proud of myself? I don't care if I'm 10 pounds smaller, 50 pounds bigger. Yeah. What can I do to honor this vessel I've been given? And so that's what I like to do with women when they work out. I want you to find, if it's yoga, if it's walking, if it's hiking, let's find that together and get you proud of yourself where you're at.
Yeah, because we only get one body. This is the only body we get. There's no other body.
Exactly. So. And we want to love it.
Yeah.
And I think we've been taught, and not just through society, but we've been taught to not love our bodies and to always be striving to be like her or her or her, instead of thinking, you know, what an honor it is that I have this body.
That's what I always say. Comparison is a thief of joy, and you should never compare it. And I always tell that during lives, every day I end the same thing, is do not compare yourself to someone else, because you don't know. I mean, their journey's completely different from yours. You know, people like to talk about my lack thereof excess skin. Well, I'm
right.
You may have something that I don't have. So, you know, we're all different. So, you know, and that's why I always say, just do not compare to somebody else, because you don't know what's going on also, you know, inside that person. So,
exactly.
You know, give yourself grace in the journey. Love yourself. You know, I always say that, and be kind to yourself, because this is the only body you're going to get. And that's what I say every day.
Right.
So,
and I love that. You know, I think that's such an important message, especially to teach our young girls. You know, I had a lot of childhood trauma, and I think that's what led into my disordered eating, because like any addiction, trauma is the root of it.
Yeah.
And so I want my girls to just be proud of themselves and to love themselves without me having to say it all the time. I don't want to tell you you're pretty every day, or have to tell you. I want you to know, like, be proud of you from the inside. And it's such a process, but I really do believe that we're going to change the world. And I know that sounds silly, But I'm like, through socials, we are going to change the world.
We're and you are on social media. Do you want to plug any of your social media?
I'm trying to remember what is, I know TikTok, I think is tiny_warrior.
Yes, ma'am. tiny_warrior. I tell every day during my lives, I'm like, hey, y'all, go follow tiny_warrior. Like I tell them.
Well, I just love you.
tiny_warrior. Every day. I'm like, you like, if somebody says something to me, I just can't lose weight. I've tried everything. That's the thing is I've tried everything. And yes. I'm like, I know you've tried everything. I've been where you are. I understand. I have tried everything too. So here's a resource that I'm going to recommend to you, someone that can help you. And it's always you. So I just want you to know that. Yeah, you.
It's such an honor.
You're amazing. And so I want you to know that. Okay. And so just know that.
I feel the same way. Well, like I share you to people all the time. I'm like, you have to watch her. You have to come here.
Thank you. I try to keep it positive. I try to keep it motivational, inspirational some way. Mm-hmm. And then the last bit is educational. I tried to keep it at three, but God said, no, you get four. And so it's all four of those things. And so that's what I try to do.
God multiplies, right?
He's just trying to keep me on my toes.
I always say that, people will say God has a plan and no matter what you're going through, you know, he has a plan. And I remember when I was in just the lowest point of my life being upset anytime someone would say that to me, like, how dare you? But now I think they're right because he's using all of that pain and all of that trauma for me to be able to help other people. And see, I'm going to get teary again because that is beautiful that, you know, you turn ashes back into beauty. And so it's just an amazing journey to be able to walk.
You know, for the longest time, I didn't understand why, you know, I would seriously say, why did God let me go through those things? Like, why did I have to go through so much stuff to get here? And then I think, that's how I'm able to educate other people. And that's how I'm able to help other people because I have been through those experiences and I've had those things happen to me that I can help somebody else. And so I think that that's when it comes to people like you and I and what we do, I think that that is a very important thing we should strive to tell our potential clients is that I identify with you and I understand, you know, because I understand it may not be the same, but I understand, you know, where you are.
It's that idea of holding space. You know, I can sit with you while you hurt without having to try to rush you through the healing process.
Yeah. Because
you know, I'm going to sit here with you.
Yeah. Because you can sit there and say all day long, you got to do 1, 2, 3. You've got to do 1, 2, 3 every time. And that until that person understands what 1, 2, 3 is to them, they're not going to do it. I mean, do you know how many times I heard food is fuel, not comfort? I heard that probably 1,000 times. I would just be like, whatever, man. Just give me my Whataburger. It's fine. Whatever, man.
Exactly.
And then.
Because sometimes food has provided you comfort that you weren't getting anywhere else.
Yeah. And then one day it clicked. Like I was just figuring out that, wait a minute, when I was told I had food addiction, I was like, what? And then I started researching it and I was like, oh, food is fuel, nourishment for my body. Like it clicked, like a little light bulb came on. And when I tell other people that, like the people that aren't ready, they're not, you know what I mean? Those people that aren't ready in their head, they're like, oh, okay. They're like exactly where I was. Just give me my Whataburger, man.
Okay, thanks.
But until they're ready, and I always say that before I do my lives every day, I pray and I say, please find the ears that are about to hear what I'm going to say. Please find the ears that they're ready to hear and handle the conversation that I'm about to have with them. Because I understand what it's like for words to fall on deaf ears. And I was the deaf ears. So I understand that.
Right. Yeah. And again, like if I have a client like that, I understand and I give them the space and grace that they're just not ready yet. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
But you know, eventually if you are, then I'm here.
Well, thank you so much, Tammy, for being here. We really, really appreciate all that you have done for us. And we really appreciate you being here. And for this audience, thank you. If you're looking for daily encouragement or motivation, join me on Instagram and TikTok at Shelley Holland. We also have a Facebook group that we would love to have you on. It is Bariatric Babes, Bros, and Badasses. It is a community of people that are amazing. Please come join us. And you know I'm going to end every day with this saying because I feel it is that important. Give yourself grace through this journey. Love yourself through this journey. Be kind to yourself through this journey. You are amazing and you are wonderful. I love you. Thank you.